We could be seeing changing forces in China or not. The Chinese government says more people in China are living in cities than in the countryside. That's the first time that's happened in that nation's history. So when you join that together with new numbers that are coming out on China's economy, it's the world's second largest economy, and it's still growing at a good pace, but it grew at its slowest pace in more than 2 years. What does it all mean? Let's ask Ted Plofker, Beijing correspondent for The Economist. So, Ted, are these two things related, the slowdown in their growth and the fact that there are more people living in cities?
Not directly related. The demographic trend has been underway for a very long time. It's a very significant milepost, but it's not at all unexpected. They did a nationwide census in 2010, which showed the rural and urban populations almost exactly matched, just a few ticks, tenths of a percentage point off of 50-50. And everyone knew the trend was continuing in the direction of urbanization. So that's not really a surprise. It's a long-running trend that is independent of the dynamics affecting the economic growth rate.
It's an important trend, though, because that could mean a shift in the way China's economy works. And, in fact, it could mean that we would see wages in China start to go up.
Oh, it has huge implications. And it's, of course, not divorced from the economic environment, in good ways and bad. China looks to the growing urbanization. It creates a lot of demand for new construction, new housing, the creation of entire new cities, and that's an important source for continued economic activity, continued growth. Wages are going up. That's another trend that has been underway. But this demographic trend has implications beyond the economy. It has huge social implications also. As people leave the villages, it tends to be working-age people. It tends to be more men than women who leave the countryside and go to the cities. And we're starting to see a trend in the Chinese countryside of hollowing out, where there are more women left behind in the countryside, more older people, fewer younger people, schools closing, really significant shifts in the entire sociological framework that people have been living with for so long.
So, Ted Plofker of The Economist, to what do we attribute the slowdown in China's growth?
A lot of it has to do with the larger global environment. And so far, officials are saying they're comfortable that a soft landing is underway, but the global slowdown has hit China hard. It's so dependent on exports for its economic activity. And while they're not unhappy with the way it's going, they seem confident. And the best economists I know also seem fairly confident that they can continue on a measured trajectory, a mild slowdown without huge disruptions. But if Europe really falls apart, as some fear it might, that would be a huge blow to China. And export growth is one of the big drivers that they depend on. And a big collapse in Europe with implications and ripples elsewhere would probably give them a very difficult challenge in terms of continuing to manage a soft landing.
As Ted Plofker, Beijing correspondent for The Economist. Thanks so much, Ted.
Thank you.
Talking about two important data points coming from China. One, that for the first time in China's history, more people are living in the cities than in the countryside. The other, that while growth is still good in China, it is beginning to slow. It's at its slowest pace now in more than 2 years.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.